Hi, and welcome to the Wartime CEO podcast. My name is Eric Kruger, and as always, I'm joined by my ever elegant co-host. We'll keep that in. I mean, why should we let that go?
Even in times of distress.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to the expansive podcast, you won't get it, but it's a little inside joke. So, John, how's things going?
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Lots of content, lots of time, lots of ideas. Right, I started writing my new book yesterday. Just out of nowhere, I got this new inspiration. So yeah, all very good. But we are very excited to be having a guest with us today. Somebody who's become a very good friend of mine over the last sort of 2 years or so. We met in Kuwait two and a half years ago. And since then, I've met up around the world and shared vegetarian restaurants in leading cities around the world. Whenever Gaurav sees me in a new city, he's like, me at a new vegetarian restaurant because we're both vegetarian. But Gaurav, welcome. And thank you so much for giving up your time to be chatting to us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So to kick us off, please tell us a little bit about who you are, the company that you're running. And just to give us an idea of the size, just what is the headcount more or less in the organization?
So I'm Gaurav Oberoi. I run Kitco, which is a snack manufacturing business out of Kuwait. We have a regional footprint in the Middle East right now, and the headcount's about 800 odd. So yeah, and we are a part of a larger group of a larger food group called Mizan Holding. That is another company incorporated out of Kuwait. So yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what we're trying to do with this podcast is really to get people to think about what's happening inside of businesses, because what we see all the time is we see all the high-level ideas of being flexible, adaptable, agile, but we don't know what's happening inside of businesses. What are business owners doing, the decisions they're making? So just to give us an idea, what have you guys done in response to the crisis that we are all facing at the moment?
Right. So what I'm seeing, guys, over here is that, you know, it's an information overload. And we need, you know, with the information changing by the hour, we also have to be tactical. And like I mentioned earlier, that we have to, you know, respect the situation and work within its parameters. So we've done things such as remote working. You know, we're getting on people who are essential to the business. The non-essential staff has been asked to stay home. And yeah, it's been something. It's something that I have never seen. Although I have seen a couple of wars, so it's almost like a wartime scenario over here, but in a peacetime. So it's kind of something never felt before, never seen before.
It's so weird. You know, actually, I was watching something the other day, and they said that the total deaths around the world has dropped because traffic has stopped and airline, like, you know, all the transportation that used to kill all those people has stopped. And so it's weird because we're under crisis, but very peaceful. So only very few people are being affected by it, but all of us have gone into this sort of isolation. Gaurav, tell us about the sort of stay home and coming to work, and also tell us also about the marketplace, and especially in food, what's happening around your marketplace, around the growth of food as a sector.
So like I'd mentioned earlier, I've seen a couple of wars in my lifetime. And one was the invasion of Kuwait, and the other one was the Iraq war in 2003. And what happens in these times is that people, you know, move towards brands and towards habits of comfort. And food is one of them. You know, it's a very defensive stock, we call it, when we go out to the market. So it's not in times of boom, it's real estate, tech, and all this that goes up. But food and pharma are something that actually are very stable through the years. And it's you will see a slight, you know, increase in sales in numbers in during these times. So that's the psychology of the consumer mindset. It doesn't mean that you're consuming more necessarily, but I think it's almost primal. It's a primal instinct, you know. So, but yeah, I think it's also, you know, as again, the information and, you know, it gives you time, personally, time to process what is happening. I think what we're going through is not a crisis, but a reset. You know, and I firmly believe that down the line when we see, you know, put some perspective to what happened in history, it's a reset.
Yeah, yeah. Have you changed what you're selling and how you're selling it through this period of time?
Yes, so we're concentrating on, you know, you at these times you concentrate on your best-selling brands, your best-selling products in your portfolio. You sell it to the channels that has the highest velocity, obviously. All new launches have been put on a hold till further notice. I mean, we're monitoring the situation. So the fundings have been shifted back and forth on this. But again, right now it's to crank up your output into your best-selling lines.
And have you looked at deliveries at all? Or do you do deliveries already? Or is it a B2B that you already do deliveries? Are you doing any B2C stuff? And how's that going?
So it's mostly B2B right now. And like I said, just this morning, I woke up this morning and we heard that Kuwait has imposed a curfew. So from 5 p.m. this evening till 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, no one's allowed outside. So I was just sitting with the team right now and we were kind of, you know, reallocating the resources on where we're going to go and sell, how we're going to do it, how quick you can do it in those limited number of hours, and where, you know. So basically it was an ops, production, distribution, critical meeting that we just did this morning. So yeah, it's I think it should calm down in the next few days. But
do you think the curfew is going to carry on, or do you think that's going to be on post for a while, or how do you think it's going to be going?
Well, the government has been very exemplary out here, I must say that, in putting on these restrictions. I see on the news on what's happening in Italy, I see in the news on what's happening in the US, and they've been very far too slow to react to what needs to be done. It's all about flattening that curve, man.
Flatten the curve. Yeah.
Yeah, although I don't think that's going to be happening with a lot of people sitting at home, not going, you know, to be able to go out or go to gyms. So yeah.
How are you doing without a gym workout? I mean, you're a gym fanatic. So what's happening there? That was the biggest sigh of this whole interview.
Despair.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I was going to go for a run this morning, and then I was like, no, I have some equipment at home. I have a little bit of a home gym. And then, you know, you just have to kind of be very mindful about what you eat. It's, at these times, you can't just, you know, because of the time that you have and the comforts of having food around you, makes it very easy to kind of be like, oh yeah, I can have another, you know, I can have another bite of this and I can have a little bit more of that. But just, I think be mindful of what you eat more than the exercise part of it.
Mm. Yeah. Gaurav, so have you guys not made any or haven't had the need to make any sort of radical decisions in the business?
We haven't yet because, again, like, you know, it's for us, it's, you know, we need all hands on deck mm-hmm. right now. But what we have seen is, and it's going to happen, it's going to be a domino effect across the industry, is that we've seen that, you know, the remote working part of things can really work. And I've seen some individuals who are actually being more productive.
Productive.
Surprisingly.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think there's going to be, hopefully down the line, a shift on the way we work.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wouldn't want to be in the office business right now, because all of a sudden offices are just somewhere you don't want to be. And now people are getting used to having home offices. And then when you come back, I think offices are just going to tank. I really don't think that's going to be a good industry to be in. Let me ask you another question. Is most people are worried about business and the lack of income. How are you dealing with keeping your supply chains full? How are you dealing with making sure that you're consistently having these supply chains? Because I would imagine that the break in Italy and China and these places must have stopped production in many different variations. So how are you doing that?
So good point, John. I mean, that's a very good point. And I think that's going to be affecting businesses everywhere. It's going to affect the world because supply chain is going to be a big issue. So if you are working on a 2 months lean lead time on your supply chain, you know, that had extended up to 4 months just of last week. And I'm actually looking at it at about something like 6 months now, which is, you know, we have about, I mean, I was hearing from somebody in shipping the other day, and they were telling me that there's about 10% of the world's chiller reefer containers that are just floating off the South China Sea right now. And imagine if you just take that out of the equation, what happens, you know, and then Europe becoming the epicenter of the crisis. I mean, it's a globalized economy we live in today. So yes, there is going to be, there is definitely going to be a big impact on that. And I would say advise businesses if they're, you know, not looking, just look ahead on this.
Are you going to start looking at different places to start getting the same sort of basics if you were getting them from, let's say, I mean, Italy, I mean, olive oil and pasta and whole peeled tomatoes. I mean, that's like the king place of that. And that's on shutdown. So have you looked at other distribution models, or is that a bit too early?
I think it's a bit too early. I think it's, people are going to continue to work. Yes, you know, there is always a plan B. But at this point in time, if you were to say that, you know, you work with a larger, higher lead time, with more, you know, for example, warehousing capacity for now, until we kind of weather through this, through these crises. And, you know, I'm always hopeful that something is going to, you know, there's going to be a breakthrough. But yes, I think for the next, you know, I would see some sort of a rebound in Q4 on this.
Q4. So, yeah, so that's like about 6 months, you know? So that's like
goodbye to the summer vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, are you and your family going to be going to your home in India over this period of time? Or are you going to be chilling?
Well, mentally, I put myself there whenever I'm stressed out. But I think that's as much as I'll be able to manage.
Yeah. I think many countries around the world are now going into shutdown. There's been talk of South Africa going into shutdown today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
America into 5 weeks of shutdown. So that seems like it's...
So for your information, all commercial flights have stopped from Kuwait for the past 2 weeks now. Mm. So there's no commercial traffic, only freight and only emergency flights. You know?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Sure. Insane.
But yeah, it's not bad.
Listen, so obviously Did you want to go ahead, John?
No.
As the role of a leader, you know, 800 headcount is very significant. What do you think should leaders be doing in a time of crisis like this?
Well, I think you know, it's important to have a calm poise to this, the whole situation. At least that's what you project outside. Yes, you know, everybody has some internal battle or something going on in your head, but it's always important to have that, almost like a poker face.
Mm.
But not just that, but I think more than that, you need to have a, you know, small team meetings, more one-on-one, check in on each other's mental capacity, you know, mental health. How are you doing? You know, what's going on? And just offer that support. To me, that's something that's, you know, puts a smile on my team's face.
Mm.
And reduces that, you know, puts a sense of calm in them.
Mm.
So to me, that's important. And I think that's just a very basic human need in these times. So coming together is how I see it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, I mean, I think you are set up for, I would imagine, a very positive next few weeks, a few months, because food is going to be a staple, I think, becoming more and more important. And I think a lot of people are going to be relying on you to make sure that those sort of nutrients are reaching the family when they aren't able to leave. Are you doing any outreach programs? Have you thought of doing anything on that level yet? Or are you just in survival mode around your business?
No. So we are. We are doing that. We are, you know, we reached out to the Red Crescent Society, which is the equivalent of the Red Cross. You know, the group has been offering free meals to the people that have been put up in quarantines. So yeah, there's just a lot of the CSR stuff that is happening on the site on that.
Mm.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I've also been looking at different places I can be donating money to people that in South Africa, there's a charity around kids that only used to get their one meal at school. And now that schools aren't happening, they're not getting that meal. So now they're running these charities around getting those meals to schools. So I think anybody who's listening to this, I urge you to look for ways that you can give back into the community. Many people are living day to day, month to month, and most people are really going to be taking strain if you're in a comfortable position as many people are. I think it's time to really start outreach programs of some sort.
So that's a great point, John. And I'd like to add to that again, and it brings back to what I was saying that, you know, we as a race are very time poor. And which means that we are always busy doing this and that. And I think giving time also to people, you know, be it a friend who's losing out, who's under stress that, listen, you know, if he's going to be able to make rent for his business next month or whatnot, but just giving that time and that support that, you know, you're there for them in terms of support or advice. Is also something that is, you know, and I think this is also in another way, it's bringing out the more human connection.
Yeah.
The crises are, you know, within us. So I see more and more of that happening. I mean, I've the number of phone calls that you get now.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Speaking to friends for 20, 30 minutes at a time because there's nowhere to go. So it's a long, nice conversation.
Yeah, we had a WhatsApp group call the other day, you know, and you know, it splits up in four screens, and there were eight of us, and we were just hanging out and talking to each other, which was pretty cool. So it was isolation, but with responsibility, yeah. Isolation.
Yeah, I made a comment on that picture actually. I think on your Instagram, it's so amazing, and you responded. Yeah. All you need is love, right? Yeah, it was wonderful. Yes. Four couples sharing.
Yeah.
Well, look, Eric, and yeah, go ahead.
One thing that just keeps popping into my mind is, you know, when someone starts training for the first time and they get into the new year and they're like, cool, this year I'm training, like I'm going for it. And then for 6 weeks, they go super strong, you know, and they nail the gym and like everything is falling into place. And then they start missing a day and then another day and then gone. Or someone who's just like being converted to a religion, like for the first few months, they're like, you know, like preaching to everyone and like, and then it just goes back to a baseline again. And I wonder to what extent all of this goes back to a baseline after this passes. Mm. Because we talk about the new normal. And I'm sure for many organizations and for people, there is going to be a new normal. It has to be because they've fundamentally changed their businesses or how they operate. But I wonder for a very big majority of people, to what kind of baseline do we return after this? And we get stuck in work again and we time poor again. Yeah. I wonder.
Well, look, I made a video this morning about the four streams that you could be in. One, am I being punished for doing something bad coming from a scolded child? Or do I come from a place of blame? Am I blaming other people like Donald Trump saying this is a Chinese virus? Or do you come from a place of survival where I'm just going to survive this? Or are you going to come from a place of creator? I'm going to see myself through this. And I think those bands or those streams will impact how your baseline comes back. Mm. Because I think if you're in survival before, during, you'll go back to survival because that's where you'll play. But I think if you're in a state of creativity, maybe you'll start seeing a new baseline, you know, and but you know, time will tell because even in us saying that, Eric, you and I were running from pillar to post. I mean, all of us were. I mean, everybody was running pillar to post. And one of the trend reports I was reading is like now we're having conversations without competing against the second and third screen. Because what we used to do is be on the phone, on the computer, on the like there was things happening. Now it's just the phone. You're just talking. So
I want to add something to that. I think there's always a flip side to this benchmark you're talking about, Eric. You know, I was reading about something the other day, and it said that after the Spanish flu, you know, the flip side of that was that women were allowed into the workforce for the first time. So they were in the front lines of the First World War, you know, as paramedics and as helpers, and but that was never in history. We'd never seen that. So I see the flip side on this to be, you know, the kind of futuristic stuff that John and you guys are, you know, always talking about. You know, I think this is going to put things such as technology on steroids. So, you know, we're talking about drone deliveries and we're talking about, Come on, John, add something to this. You know what I'm saying. This is your jam.
Yes, drone deliveries. That's it. Because that's the biggest one, right? I mean, that's going to be changing everything, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I think the flip side we're still going to see, you know?
There is a flip side to it. And I'm like I said, it's instead of a apocalypse kind of a scenario, yeah. I think it's more of a, if you see it as more of a reset, you know, for that kind of a mindset, then it should see a lot of people through.
Yeah, well, I think it's all about that.
Listen, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for your time today. That's really been, it's been great. It's been insightful. It's exactly where we want to get from these interviews. Just one last thought from you, you know, for people going through this that are trying to reimagine what their future might be like, what would your last bit of advice to them be for seeing them through this crisis?
I think it would be something on the lines of what you hear everywhere, but you know, instead of just hearing it and just instead of being you know, instead of me sounding patronizing about it, just you know, you have to have a sense of calm. This is, you know, see of this as more of something that will be, you know, last a little bit longer. But you know what? It's you're going to survive. You're going to see through it. So
I agree.
Yeah, I mean that's how I can put it right now. But again, I hadn't prepared for this.
That's perfect.
You have to take it day by day.
That's perfect.
You have to take it like a, okay, here's a thought now. You take it like a marathon. But then, you know, when you're running a marathon, when you're running that long race, a runner's mind is, you know, he has to, it's just putting that next step on.
Yeah.
And there is a finish line to this. So step by step, it'll get us through it. So, yeah.
That's profound. I love that. This is a marathon. Just take it day by day because that's exactly what you need to be doing. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Gaurav, and best of luck with the shutdown and keeping your distribution channels open. And I look forward to seeing your Instagram stories and what you're going to be up to during this time.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.